the Worship Leader Blog Podcast, empowering, instructing, and encouraging both on and off the stage.
Hey guys, it's Terry over at theworshipleaderblog.com, and today I'll be talking about redeeming the time. And that's based off of Ephesians 5, 15, and 16, which says, "See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil." I was looking for a story kind of to go with this, and I found a cool little children's story. It's at storiesforkids.com, so they get the credit for this story. It's a neat little, I think it summed up what I wanted to talk about in a really nice way. There once was a boy who was so obsessed with watching TV that wherever he went, he would arrive late. He was so keen to return to the telly that he never finished his breakfast or anything. One day, in his postbox was a mysterious parcel. Inside the parcel were some special spectacles, along with a piece of paper saying, "With these, you'll be able to see time." The boy didn't understand. He put on the glasses, looked at his brother, and saw an enormous pile of flowers on the top of his head. The flowers were falling down to the ground, one by one. And it wasn't just his brother. Whenever he looked at anyone through those glasses, exactly the same thing was happening. The only difference was that the older the person was, the smaller was the pile of flowers on their head. And according to how that person behaved, the pile gained or lost flowers. The next morning, while having his breakfast, the boy remembered his glasses. Putting them on, he was horrified to see that, coming from his own pile, was a constant stream of flowers going in the direction of the television. Not only that, but the television now had an enormous mouth and was ferociously gobbling up all the flowers. And everywhere he went, he would see wild-looking televisions devouring flowers. Finally, after realizing what televisions actually were, the boy decided he would never again allow them to eat up all his time. I did this as a Sunday school lesson in my college and career class, and I thought it was pretty neat. I think they thought it was pretty neat. And this is what I asked them. What was the lesson that you think the little boy learned? Well, of course, this is a pretty elementary story, and most people will get the point that the boy learned that the television was devouring his time in an unproportionate way. And in the Bible, Jesus also gives us parables that were related to how we use our time. In the parable about the wise and the foolish virgins, there were seven foolish and there were seven wise, and they were given a task to prepare for the bridegroom. And so seven of them were wise and they spent their time. They made sure that they went out and they got oil to put in their lamps because they knew whenever the bridegroom came, he would need to be able to see them. They would need to be able to see him. They would need to be able to find their way. And so they made a priority of getting their lamps ready. And I'm sure they had a lot of time to do other things that they wanted to do in life, but they made a priority and they redeemed their time in a good way. And they redeemed their time well. And as for the seven foolish virgins, they did not redeem their time well. They went on about life doing whatever, and I'm sure they did whatever women did back in those days, going shopping at the market and talking and having fun and not really paying attention if they're redeeming their time or even being aware or concerned if they're redeeming their time. And the bridegroom comes back. When he does come back, he comes back unannounced. And so the seven wise virgins, which use their time and they redeem their time well, they were able to be with him. And the seven foolish virgins, they were not able to be with him. So we see that redeeming our time and prioritizing our time in a good way, we're prepared for whatever comes in our lives, even the unexpected. And there's also another parable Jesus gives about some men with talents. There was a master, and he had three of his servants, and he told them, "I'm going to go away. Here, I'll give you guys some talents. And when I come back, I have expectations for you to increase those talents." So he gives one guy five talents, he gives one guy two talents, and he gives one guy one talent. Anyway, I think those are the numbers. If they're not, I mean, you kind of get the point. So time passed, and the master, he comes back, and he finds the three servants. The first guy with 5 talents, he was happy to report, hey, 5 talents, you gave me 5, I doubled them, and now I have 10 talents. And of course, the master was pleased. The second guy, he was like, okay, you gave me 2 talents. I was able to make another talent out of that. I was able to produce more talents. And then you have the guy with the 1 talent. He was afraid of losing his talent, so he buried it. And when the master came back, he dug it up and he was like, here's the talent that you gave me. Here it is. And so the master was pleased with the 2 that added to their talent, that that redeemed the time that they had wisely. And the 1 that was not, he was not happy with him, and he was reprimanded. This shows you, I would like to believe that the guys that increased their talents, they used their time, they redeemed their time. Whether their talents was physical talents, whether their talents were spiritual giftings, or whether their talents were investments, whatever it was, whatever the talents are, or whatever they represent in your life, we have to make sure that we prioritize our time and we redeem our time in a way where we can work on our craft, where we can pray and we can increase our spiritual giftings and we can increase things in life that are practical. We have to make sure we redeem our time well to do those things. And of course, the guy that didn't, he was reprimanded and he was not in a good place when it all ended. If we look at an example of someone who used their time well, someone who took the time that they had and they redeemed it, I think David is a prime example of this. He was the youngest of his family. He was the runt. He was the little shepherd kid. He was left out to keep the sheep. And so during that time of keeping the sheep, he would write songs to God. He would hone his craft of protecting the sheep. He would learn new ways to protect the sheep. He would learn how to guide them. He would grow in wisdom on how to lead and guide sheep and keep them together and keep them safe. And so he spent all of his time well, instead of just sitting under a shade tree and just kind of watching from afar and just daydreaming or whatever. He redeemed his time and he did something with it. And I think he benefited from that very much, because later he became king, and it says he was the greatest king that Israel had ever had. He was a man after God's own heart, and I think that his leading and guiding Israel, the children of Israel, a lot of the wisdom from guiding them and some of the concepts that he used from protecting them and having the mentality of keeping a group, a nation of people together, I'm pretty sure him redeeming his time with all of those sheep and keeping them together and keeping them safe, I'm pretty sure that played into it. Him redeeming his time well gave him an advantage for when he became king. One of the other questions I asked some of the students was, what are some of the ways you feel that we waste our time today? Well, I'll give a disclaimer before this. None of this is bad. Nothing I'm saying is bad in itself. But if we don't prioritize our time and redeem our time well, then this stuff can really get a hold of our time. Number 1, social media. You look at it, you have Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and whatever else. There's 2 or 3 that come out every year new. And these have a massive potential of taking a lot of our time and allowing us not to be able to redeem our time well. Like even looking at YouTube, they've removed like the pages. They have it where you can just scroll and scroll and scroll and it's infinite. Like you can scroll and keep scrolling, and Facebook's like that too. You can just check on everybody of all of your 1,000 friends or however many you have. You can just scroll all day and just look at feeds of what everybody's doing, and that just captures you. It has the potential to capture you. We get so involved in social media, and it's a good thing. We can use social media for all kinds of great things, but we want to redeem our time spending on that. We want to redeem our time and make sure that we do well with the time that we're given. Another one is television. And these days, there's not television. People don't really do television, but you have Netflix and you have Hulu and you have all of these other streaming things. And one of the big things that's big now is binge watching. You can sit and you can watch a whole series. You can watch 2 or 3 seasons. You can get on the couch, get you some pizza and ice cream, microwave some popcorn, get under the covers, stay in your PJs, don't even get dressed, and you can watch and watch and watch and watch all day. And that's the thing that people do. And when you run out of one series, you can go on to the next series, and there's 5 or 6 series you can have in your queue that you need to watch 5 or 6 seasons of And that can really, really, really take our time. It can really take from us, and it could oppose to us redeeming our time. Another one, and this is a great thing for us to be doing, is socializing. But if we don't watch it, socializing can get to a point to where there's not a lot of meaning behind it, and we're just kind of hanging out to hang out. We're hanging out with friends here, hanging out with friends there, and there's not a lot of time for us to do other things because we're giving all of our time to socialization. As I mentioned in last week's podcast, one of my pastors, I heard him say something that was so profound. In our lives and in our social interactions, in our social circles, we should have three kinds of relationships. One would be with people that can be mentors, people that are where you want to be spiritually, are where you want to be practically in life, that you can learn from, and they can kind of teach you and things in life. And then another type of relationship you want to have is people that are on the same road, you're on the same walk, you're in the same place in life. You can kind of bounce things off of each other. Iron can sharpen iron, and you can have that kind of relationship with them. And the last kind of relationship you want to have in your life is people that need to learn from you, people that aspire to be where you are now, spiritually, practically in life, people that you can take under your wing and you can kind of teach them some things and they can grow as you grow. Those are the three kind of relationships I try to keep in mind with my social interactions. And of course, you want to do this normal, just having fun, going out, doing whatever the kind of things you like to do, but have those aspects in your relationship. It doesn't have to be really structured like you're at school and you're like, ooh, I must learn from the teacher. You want to kind of be mindful of those things. And I think that it's a good idea to have those kind of social interactions in your life. And another thing that gets our time, that causes us not to redeem our time, is doing nothing at all. Now, me and a lot of guys will know what I'm talking about. We can just sit on the couch. We don't have to have a phone. There doesn't have to be a television on. And we can just sit and stare into space and be okay. And we don't have to think about much. We can just sit and exist and breathe God's air. And that'll be enough for us. Now, this is probably the most detrimental thing to redeeming your time. Now, of course, you need alone time and you need time for yourself. You have to take that time to do nothing. But I'm talking about when it gets a little excessive. Like with all of this stuff, there needs to be a balance. You don't want to get tilted too far one way. And make sure you're taking some of that time to yourself to do nothing. But let's maybe not do too much of nothing, because that opposes redeeming our time. So all of these are ways to oppose redeeming your time well. And I'm sure there's tons others, but these are just some of the ones I pulled out of a hat that I think are appropriate for our generation, or the time, maybe not even our generation, but the time that we are in right now. So how do we redeem our time? We've kind of discussed how your time can be taken from you. Well, how do you redeem your time? Well, there's a few things I think that we can be doing to redeem our time and make the most of the time that God gives us. And one of those things, which is the most important of all of these, is have a time of devotion daily. Now, this is prayer time, time reading your word. This is time to yourself. It's imperative. It's very important that we do this daily. And especially as Christians and as worship leaders, it's very important that we do this daily, because I know this is a very profound statement I'm about to say, but all right, prepare for it. If you do spiritual things, you'll do spiritual things. I know, right? Mind blown. But just think about it. If you wake up and you start your day, which I'll talk about more later, getting up early. If you wake up and you start your day reading the word, praying, taking some time to yourself to think about your day and think about life, and you pray and you connect with God, you started doing spiritual things, the rest of the day it'll snowball spiritual things, and you'll be able to hear from God for more than just on the stage and songs. You'll be able to hear from Him for life. And so when we do spiritual things, we wake up and do spiritual things, it's easier to do spiritual things. Another way we can redeem our time well is reading and audiobooks. I put audiobooks on mine because I'm not a reader. I read my Bible, and that's probably it. Some people some people like to turn pages. They like the smell of pages. They like the sound and the touch on their fingers and sitting and reading. Me, I'm more of an audiobook person. I like to hear it. Now, I do learn. I learn. They say the more you know, the more you grow. I just don't learn by sitting and reading. If there's an audiobook available, I get that. Just try finding you a book that's spiritual, something you can that will grow you in your spiritual life, that you can learn more about God and about His ways and His goodness, and try having something where you can learn about self-developing yourself as a person, because we do have spiritual things, but there's also practical and there's a physical realm and there's cognition and all of that, and that needs to be developed. So try the spiritual, try something with helping yourself develop as a person, and I feel like we should all develop economically in our job, in school, academically. All of that is just kind of tied together. So as a person academically, we should be developing, we should be learning and growing more. So I always try to have a combination of those three, or at least one of those that I'm listening to at any given time. We should always be taking in literature that will make us grow. And especially as worship leaders, we should be taking in literature that are in those realms that talk about worship leading. Head over to worshipleaderblog.com. There's free literature there. Wait, what? Another thing we should be doing is waking up early. Now, this is not my thing. I'm not an early riser. I'm working on it. But we should get up early. And one of the reasons why getting up early is so key is because you don't have a lot of distractions when you get up early, and you can spend that time with God. You can spend that time with yourself. You can spend that time doing those things and having the time you need to have, because at 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning, nobody's updating Twitter or Instagram. There's not a lot of Snapchat going on. You're not getting text messages. A lot of people are asleep, so there's not a lot of distraction, and your time can be really quality. You can have quality time to yourself with God to get your day started. And like I said, it's something I'm working on, but waking up early is a great way to redeem our time. Another way to redeem our time in a good way is plan things out. Planning things out is really key, because I know it is for me. I'll just speak for myself. If I don't plan things out in my day, then my day works for itself. Whatever comes up, I just take care of that. And things just keep coming up, and I just keep taking care of things. And the next thing you know, I haven't been as productive as I could have been during the day because I didn't have a plan to say I'm doing A, B, and C today. I'm just putting out fires as they come, and I'm, hey, this person, talk to this person, and doing this and doing that. So if I didn't put in my day, okay, today I need to do a podcast, today I need to spend time with my family, and today I need to exercise, today I need to have a devotion. If I don't put those things on my list, then a lot of the time they don't happen, and time just folds over itself, and you're like a hamster on a wheel, and the next thing you know, it's time for bed, and you haven't accomplished as much as you wanted to during the day. So it's really good to have a few things planned out on the day that you want to do. And another thing, we need to be intentional about socializing. Like I said earlier, those three types of people, we want to make sure we're connecting and we're growing as people. We're growing spiritually, and we're growing in every other area in our life. And we don't have to do that alone. We get relationships with people that are where we want to be, people that can take the journey along with us, and we reach back and we pull somebody along with us. Those are the three kinds of relationships I try to have in my life. And I think it's a good idea that people follow that because it's a great idea. Well, all right, guys, that's it for this week. I'll be back next week with another podcast. But this week, I want you to think about one of these things that I talked about that you can eliminate or do less and redeem your time well. And then add one of these things that I talked about that helps us redeem our time. Just adjust one of these things, maybe dial back a little on one. And then maybe add one of the things that help us redeem our time well. And let's just kind of see what it does in our life. All right, guys, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. I'll be back next week with another podcast. But until next time, signing off.